Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
I don't know if you heard Linda talk yesterday. The figures are just staggering with these break and enters. There was one particular block she was across, 44 apartments in the block. In came the kids. You know how many of them they cracked or had a crack at breaking in two of the doors? 44 out of 44. They didn't miss one. And, of course, the police came and investigated, and when they left, the kids came back for another crack. It's just bizarre. Why do they do it? Because they can. They own this city. That's what they say now. We own this city. And guess what? They're right. They're right. We've got a justice system that doesn't apply any consequences, no penalties, just the revolving door. And we all endure it. Terry Goldsworthy, the criminologist, was on the program last week, and he gave us this figure. Because we've noticed a bit of an increase in break-ins, haven't we? Guess what? It rose by 83% in Cairns in 1 year. We're virtually top of the tree now when it comes to crime. Remember what a beautiful little town we used to be? You see the photographs, everyone used to leave their push bikes outside the theatre out there in Mulgrave. No one even thought about chains or anything else. Nobody stole. Leave the door open, nobody came into your home. And look what's happened since, and look what's happening now, and it's getting worse by the day. Have a listen to this. To their credit, the Cairns Post put this in today, across pages 6 and 7. I couldn't recommend it more highly. If you want to find out just what we're enduring here, it's under the heading, Shocking Trend Hitting Centres, and it reads that rates of crime have almost doubled in the last 6 months in the Smithfield Shopping Centre. This is quite a little, beautiful little Smithfield. They're copying it too. Smithfield Shopping Centre in Cairns, as a retail manager, reveals a shocking trend swamping the centre. Queensland police statistics show the overall offence rate at Smithfield Shopping Centre increased, wait for it, 93% from 58 offences in the 6 months prior to October to 112, including 13 assaults from October last year to April this year. They quote here Dana Slippers, managing the large retail store at the Smithfield Centre. She said that crime among young children was getting worse day by day, with the perpetrators getting younger and younger. Listen to what she said. There's absolutely no respect for people's property, and the general consensus with the young offenders is that if they want it, it's their right to have it. She said. She went on to say this. I'm old school. I won't put up with being called every name under the sun and to be told that an 8-year-old owns cans and there's nothing we can do about it. She reported a recent incident she faced at work after she confronted a group of people she suspected of stealing from her store. She said, quote, four youngies stole from my store, and as I was walking out of the centre, I stopped and asked if they were the ones that had been seen stealing. A few choice words were thrown my way, and being old school, I will not walk away from being called an effing white C, she said. I asked them sternly to repeat what they just said, and it was on. A wonderful fella came to protect me, but somehow he was the one hit on the side of the head. And then more great people of the community came to help me. She said, quote, long story short, centre security called police, and between them and all the four little buggers were caught and taken away. Ms. Slipass reported she heard the youths yelling, quote, we own this town and you can't touch us during the spray. I mean, that's just an example. There's other horrendous stories here of the violence that's going on, the fact that these kids pay no penalty, no consequences, they're out again 5 minutes later doing exactly the same thing. Everyone just looks the other way. Do they think it's going to go away of its own accord? You wonder what's in their heads, don't you? This morning I put a call through to a gentleman who I know has very strong beliefs in this regard about what needs to be done. He's the former Cairns mayor and these days executive manager, Enterprise North, Kevin Byrne. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Unimaginable. This was unimaginable just a few short years ago. And what was that about losing the fight?
Well, it appears we may be losing the fight at the moment. I hope it's a temporary issue. Yeah, sorry, I interrupted.
No, it's just interesting that you say we're losing the fight. I think that's been evident for some time now. But the rate at which we're losing it now, when you get an increase in break and enters in 1 year, 83%, and we don't hear of any introduction of any new emergency measures to protect us in our homes.
Well, none whatsoever. I was having a chat to a person about this earlier this morning, and who's experienced in this sort of caper. And I think it's time that the community is teetering on the edge at the moment. You know, I'm not advocating vigilantism. I'm not advocating that at all. But when the legal system and the community norms don't provide a satisfactory lifestyle or protect us, we do take the law into our own hands, and that's just a natural response. It's a human condition that we look after ourselves. And if we're not very, very careful, that's exactly where we're going to go in very, very short order. You can't have this escalation in offences and escalation in appalling behaviour without a community consequence of that. Because I know a lot of people who are scared to go shopping in shopping centres now. They're scared to go out at night, particularly the elderly. And I've noticed an escalation of dreadful behaviour in shopping centres. With younger people particularly, they're not school kids. I mean, school kids can pretty well be identified because they're in uniform. There's not an issue with school kids. These are bands of miscreants who roam around fearlessly in this community, abusing people, calling them racist names, creating mayhem, stealing at will, and have this attitude that they can't be touched. Mm. There is this stinking, rotten attitude, exacerbated to a large degree by a national debate about another issue called The Voice and how, you know, people won't cede sovereignty and won't do this and won't do that and we owe this and we owe that. I mean, in the next 5 or 6 months, you're going to see an escalation of that debate. It's going to turn nasty, I predict.
Mm.
And on top of it, we've got these communities in northern Australia and now in southern Australia too, around Queensland, down around Brisbane, Sydney overnight, five girls. Eldest age 15 behind the wheel of a vehicle.
Yeah.
The other four joyriding with them, smashed into a truck, nearly killed themselves.
Mm.
This was as a result of a police chase. Now, these are issues that are occurring under our noses day and night, and the large majority of the silent people out there are saying we've had enough. And in Cairns, this is what we're going to be faced with. Restaurants in certain parts of the CBD will have to employ their own security. We've got restaurants in this town where these people go in and use toilets, wander amongst tables, stand outside restaurants abusing people, hurling abuse, and it won't be long before restaurants will have to employ security.
Mm.
It'll be like a late-night glitter strip, for example, where you have security before people could go in and consume alcohol. You know, look at the knives that people are being caught with on a night out.
Mm.
A couple of nights ago, I understand, at Raintree Shopping Centre, a shop there was broken into and a whole bunch of knives were taken and they're now on the street.
Great.
You've got this escalation of social media reporting this stuff almost instantly.
Mm.
You've got a group of young people whose parents don't give a toss anymore. They don't care. There are suburbs and places in Cairns where you can go and the parents are sitting up all night drinking, all day drinking, kids out on the streets. They're not at school, these kids, largely. They're not at school. They're just roaming around.
Mm.
And nobody's called to account. We've got a plethora of people on the public payroll who are psychologists, psychoanalysts, guardians, whatever you like to call them, who are running around and the KPIs of their effectiveness is negative. you know, 100% increase in this behaviour in the last 12 months in various parts of Cairns. I could go on and on and on about this, John. Mm. One, I'm very angry about where we've descended to, but two, I'm so disappointed at much of the community apathy about this.
Mm.
I mean, if you don't think it's going to have an effect on our social fabric, then think again. Mm. But the other effect it has is on our economic fabric.
Mm.
I mean, look at the dishevelment of the idea of living in North Australia that's occurred in the last 3 months. Mm. What's happening in Alice Springs, Tennant Creek, Townsville, kids on the streets in Townsville, Cairns, our communities to the north of in Cape York. I mean, this is just appalling stuff
mm.
that we're now, as a community, being conditioned to accept. And it's time it stopped.
Now, let's go to where we might find salvation. Firstly, most people say, well, this is clearly largely the responsibility of our state government, our state representatives. We get absolutely diddly-squat from there. And I don't even know if it's being discussed at the parliamentary level regularly now. I don't even know if they get the figures I got on air last week from Terry Goldsworthy. If they did and they're not taking action, it's disgraceful. So I think most people have realised we're not going to be getting any assistance from the state government. You talk to the opposition and the people talk to me and say, they're not sounding very convincing either. So there's one issue. There's one issue. Then you go to the local government. Oh, no, it's not our job. The council says, oh, no, this isn't our job. It's not our responsibility. Really? This is their community. We elect our local representatives to do whatever they can to help us out, get us through these nightmares, for example. They say, oh, yeah, but it's not our responsibility. And then you get a lecture about, oh, no, these people need help. They really need our help. Really? How about us, the victims, needing some help? Then you go to the federal level. What can be done there? You just made a very good point. Imagine over the next few months with this debate going on about the voice, the swagger, and it's even coming out now, I think, with some of these statements by the kids. We own this town. We own this city. You wonder, with this debate now front page, it's on internet everywhere, it's on your television screens, what is that transmitting to so many of these young people, particularly, who are out of control, saying, you know, it's only a matter of time and we're going to have a lot more control, a lot more power, a lot more influence in this country. So we've really got to find leadership that has got a spine, Kevin.
Well, the last bit is correct. And you know, let's just go back into the political sphere for a while. What I really fear too, also in this whole discussion, is the fact that we've got to support our police. I think they do a wonderful job. They're hamstrung by much of the legislation that allows a revolving door syndrome. We in various parts of the state, we lack the capacity to deal with the recidivist behaviour of many of these people. You know, I picked up I picked up the newspaper during the week, and there's this 83 hectare block of land out of the Redlands Valley with this facility, that facility, that facility on it. The wonderful work that they do, and so on. Well, thank God it's there. What about a lunar hostel down the road at Portsmouth, languishing there in its decrepit state? Not a Zach spent on it in the last 15 years. Say, we've got Quigley Street. There are any number of places that can deal with much of what we're talking about. We need a capacity to allow the police, who look after our safety and the community here very, very well, given the limitations of what they've got. And we need, one, to support them, but two, to demand that our representatives, state and in government, incumbent government,
yes,
in opposition,
mm.
and local government,
mm.
step up to the plate to keep the pressure on to make to have a solution. Now, let's just address that. The state government, current state government, is on the back foot on this issue. It's on the back foot on two issues. One, the law and order, generally, because it's front and centre every night
yes.
and every day
yes.
on the news. And if it's not that, it's hospital. It's health, it's ramping, and so on. So they're playing catch-up all the time, and then you've got an opposition, an alternate government that is just keeping the pressure on, but where are their solutions?
Yes.
As one journalist said, okay, What are you going to do about it when you get there and if you get there? There is none of that. So you've got a community that's saying to itself, well, what's the alternative? What is the alternative here and where do we go? And there's a sense, John, of exasperation in the community. Wherever I, whoever I talk to in Cairns, and it's a product of age, I suppose. The majority of people I speak to are generally around about my age.
Yes.
There is this pervading thought that where are we headed here? You know, can I adequately and safely go out at night?
Yes.
Can I wander my neighbourhood? And you know, I think that the community has to change here in its expectations. And we have to demand that if you're a parent and you bring kids up or you're on a social service scheme or you're getting money from taxpayers and so on, that equally there's a responsibility that you owe society.
Mm.
And if you are a parent, you need to step up to your parental obligations. The same way that we expect teachers to step up to their obligations. So we need a quid pro quo here, and we need to have, in terms of, if to be very brutal about it, a name and shame board and say, you know, these are the same recidivist kids or young people who are breaking the law,
yes.
are costing us a fortune, and guess what? Mum and Dad are over here doing diddly squat about it. Now, step up, you people. I don't know how many places I go when we sort of pay homage to elders, current and present and future and so on, and et cetera, et cetera. What's happening about any of this responsibility of the community? Naught. And I think that we need to start turning the discussion around and making sure that people are aware of the anger and hurt being experienced in the community, because we all want to live here. We all talk about what a magnificent place this is, and it is. But unless we look after it, unless we step up to the plate, we're going to lose much of what we espouse.
Yes. Very well said, Kevin Burns. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Former Mayor of Cairns and these days Executive Manager Enterprise North, Kevin Byrne.